Blog Talk Radio. Turned into a steamed vegetable down here in South Central Texas or Houston. Just got through dealing with Comcast, aka Xfinity, and I'm gonna tell you right now, America, do not waste your time dealing with these assholes. All right.
Well, I haven't done the Comcast in 10 years.
Relatively sure they're part of the either Clinton or Bush crime family. Okay.
Comcast is a big ripoff, man. I quit dealing with cable a long time ago because of all that and everything. But we were getting worried about you. You went MIA on us. We figured you and them has probably had something going on there.
No, actually, man, I apologize. I just completely forgot about it. I was thinking Sunday the boogie showed up at the house.
Yeah, now we've been working hard out there in the oil field and stuff and everything. So
well,
we got Virgil on.
I had to get out of the house so we could sell it.
Yeah.
So I moved to Katie and Boone showed up, and that was an $800 something right there.
Wow. So,
but
yeah, I'm back
I got
to par.
Hey, Virgil, pick your mic up, brother.
Yeah. Hey, Virgil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, anyway, how was your week, brother? Get everything taken care of on your end, or...
Oh, trying to. It's moving. slowly.
It's a hassle. Yeah, it's a hassle.
We're gonna get eventually get it done.
Yeah.
What are you working on, bro?
Long-term disability insurance. For some reason, they gave me 3 fucking fax numbers to fax the forms in, and none of them worked. So finally, I had to get with somebody and do. Finally, I had to get with somebody to do the scan and the email thing and do it online and everything else. But it finally went through, and probably about not this coming Monday, but next coming Monday, I should be getting my benefits.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, but anyway, yeah. I'm getting all excited. We've been getting geared up because Trump's coming in Monday up here at Rio Rancho at the Santa Ana Star Theater. And already the Democrats here in New Mexico are going berserk. I've been laughing all week about it. Because...
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, Joseph. I'm gonna tell you what. You can get off that fucking Democrat bullshit. You can get off that fucking Democrat bullshit. You know, it's just a name. Quit interrupting me, Joe. Okay. It's just a name that's just meant to fool people, just like fucking Republicans, because with this new fucking gun control shit that just passed the fucking House, and it's over with, dudes. It's over with. I don't give a fuck if Trump gets elected or not.
Now it's up to the president to sign that and everything. And that was been.
It's not up to the president, Joseph. It's got to go before the Senate. It's got to go before the Senate.
We'll see if the Senate passes it or not now.
And
I basically.
Hide and watch. There will be enough Republicans defect for it to end up on the president's desk. And then I want to hear all these motherfucking Trump cultists that be saying, oh, yes, Trump is the second coming. He was sent by God himself to save us all. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. when he signs up, Trump bitch.
Right, right.
And then the shit's going
to
be on.
Get the thing straight out there. I'm not a Trump worshiper or anything like that, but, you know,
I know a lot of people that are. I know a lot of people that are.
We got a few in our clan that are wrestle, you know, that totally worships the ground he walks on. That's a very dangerous thing to get into, you know, and everything and stuff. But they're going to bring it on themselves.
Now I'm not saying so everybody. You can pull your panties back out of the cracks of your ass and shit like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this. I'm just simply making a comparison between these Trump cultists, the Nazi party, the way they worship Trump, the same thing in Cuba with Castro, you know, and it's scary, man.
Yeah, but, you know, we're not even over with the September, and I can feel it. That's why I play that song, "Keep Feeling It in the Air Tonight," because you can feel it. You know, the tension's everywhere again and stuff, but I don't know. I feel like all hell's fixing going to break loose here pretty soon. I know the Democrats had their debates tonight and everything. And I was going to watch it. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to watch it. That's all that bullshit, you know, and everything. So I'll find out about it on Facebook and everything.
Oh,
but
you ought to see it. You ought to see it.
Are they going after each other?
No. Believe it or not. They're praising Beto. They are praising Beto. Oh, he is he is so brave, and for everything that happened in El Paso, and their hearts go out to him and to the families and this, that, and the other. And Kamala Harris, oh Lord, she's about to fall on her knees and suck everything off right down the stage. Oh,
that gave me a horrible image in my head.
It is not. They're not attacking each other. They're licking each other's ass, dick, and nuts. Is what they're doing.
Yeah.
On the gun controllers.
I figured that. Yeah, but, you know, but anyway, that's what it's all about. We've been saying this, you know, the gun control is they want us disarmed so badly. They want to say to come get us and get our guns themselves if they're brave enough
to
do
it. Well, it's not about disarming anymore. It's not about disarming anymore. They have come up with a tactic. They have come up, they have doubled down. And this is what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Nadler and the House Judiciary Committee is trying to change the rules and regulations under which President Trump can be impeached. They're coming up with a whole new set of rules. At the same time, within 48 hours, they brought up impeachment and the gun control bill. Okay. So here's what we have, boys and girls. If the impeachment once fails again, which they know it's going to do, okay, just like in 86 when the Brady Bill came about, or 84 when the Brady Bill came about, and all of the Americans, they purged the Senate of everybody that voted for this shit, and got this shit passed. Okay, so now they've got Trump in between a rock and a hard place with this Gun Control Act, and if the impeachment from the Senate and the House fails, they're going to impeach him at the voting booth, because if he signs off on this bullshit, that's it, he's done.
Right, and he knows. I mean, you got to know he knows that this is political suicide on his part, and I said if he signs this, I will back off totally, 100%. And I didn't vote for the man. I'll vote for somebody else, you know. But who could you vote for, you know, and everything. But the thing is, you know, too, the desperation is showing now. I mean, what do they have to impeach him on? Nothing. You know, it's just waste of money.
Well, they're trying to change that. They're trying to change the entire rules of impeachment. They're trying to change the entire, and the senator from Ohio, I think his name is James, I can't recall his name, but he's from Ohio. He's a Republican senator from Ohio. And I have nothing to do all day but watch this stuff that, you know, the doctor's got me restricted to all kind of shit. But he blasted them. He blasted them on that. Mm-hmm. And he told them flat out what it was, what they were doing. And
well,
I agree with him totally.
They're all scared to death. They know that they're going to lose both House and the Senate. They know.
Bud Russell.
Go ahead, Russell.
Here we have now. Okay, and this came along and it shocked the shit out of me. The African American Rifle Association. They are coming out strong against this gun bill. They are coming out against it strong.
Yep.
So we may have an ace in the hole on this.
Right.
Now, it's a small one, but we may have an ace in the hole on this. But right. we're going to see how many senators hold to their promise when this hits, because there's several of them. And the one that is really, really terrifying is the one they're considering that Booker T done wrote.
Yep.
Because the bill that he's proposing that passed in the House is going to require everyone to get a federal firearms license and renew it every 5 years.
Wow, I didn't even know about that. That's a new one on me.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Wow.
And wow. you have to go through a comprehensive safety, gun safety course each time you renew your license. And you're going to have to go through extensive background checks. And if you have anything so much as a fucking parking ticket, they're going to pull your fucking license and going to take your guns.
Mm. Wow. Wow. So that's desperation right there. Well, they know they're going to lose, and, you know, that's the reason why they're doing what they're doing. But,
well, you can't say that, Joseph. You cannot say that, Joseph. You cannot say
actually,
that.
Actually, that's what I see, Bert. I see that they're just, it's a desperation act. I see it.
I don't think you see how the cards are stacked, though. I would tend to agree with what Virgil is saying. I mean, first of all, you have to admit that Trump did, and I've seen people deny this and call people liars, though, but Trump did mm-hmm. say, take the guns first. It's right there on the video.
I did see that video, and I back you up on it.
He said right
that.
There after the Parkland
mm-hmm.
shooting at that fucking table and said, take mm-hmm. the guns first. And then he looked
yep.
at that other guy and he said, oh, you're scared of the NRA, aren't you? You're scared of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I saw the video, and I had to back that up, you
yeah.
know, and everything. So
okay.
That's
well,
why I
think,
say, you
I
know.
Think, and Virgil is exactly right. You have enough Republicans because the split in the Senate ain't that big.
Mm-hmm.
So you have three or four Republican senators defect. It's going to the president to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All
right? Oh, yeah.
So this should
oh,
be
yeah.
the fuck out of everyone because Trump has shown himself not
mm-hmm.
to be a supporter of the Second Amendment.
Right.
He went completely
right.
batshit on the vault stock thing.
Congratulations, congratulations, Texas. Texas is going to be the first state to prosecute somebody for possession of a bump stock.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, man, Texas is going to shit, brother. I'm telling you right now. Those fuckers,
mm-hmm.
and we've got a friend of ours, at least I know pretty well, he thinks that Texas is just a shit, and Abbott and all those guys are just the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
there are a bunch of fucking Democrats in fucking red
yep.
ties.
Yep. So, you know, but it's just a matter of time that... Anyway, you know, it's scary right now to watch, but
well, you see, if Trump would get off his high horse, if Trump would get off his fucking high horse and stop all that tweeting that stupid shit and put the ultimatum down, okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about saving lives. It's not about getting me out of office. Prove it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When the Congress and the Senate unanimously pass a ban on tobacco products being sold in the United States, which cause 1,200
mm-hmm.
deaths a year,
mm-hmm.
I will sign a gun control bill.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how that flies through.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Because now it's vape pens. They're worried about teenagers using vape pens and dying.
Actually,
okay.
There has been a lot of deaths reported on that, and the chemicals that are used is, you know, and I've said this because I tried vaping before and I didn't like it.
But Joseph,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to ban vape pens for people's personal choice.
Right.
Okay, you're gonna blame teenagers and all of this, and you're gonna blame the marketing people for targeting teenagers to use
these things.
Well,
they always target teenagers.
But at
the other hand,
you're gonna blame an inanimate object. You're gonna blame a mechanical device which needs human manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
For causing deaths from mass shootings.
Yeah,
you see how asinine that
you
is? It's fucking
yeah.
asinine, and people are not seeing it. People are
right.
so blind, they're not seeing it.
Right.
I
well,
mean, it's total
know,
hypocrisy. It's just a total hypocrisy.
Maybe after they'll see it and realize it and say, oh, shit, we fucked up. You know, that's maybe
it'll be too late then,
exactly. And everything but you know, I've been watching that all week about the vape and everything, and except well, you know, if they knew this, then why now? You know, we've been warning about, you know, they've been warning about vaping for a long time because of the chemicals. One of the main ingredients in the vaping liquids is embalming fluid. That's what made me quit.
Well, that's you know, the embalming fluid. I mean, that's part of Click'em, PCP, Wet Daddies. That's been
mm-hmm.
around for fucking years. People been running naked down the street hollering the aliens going to kill us all after they smoke that shit for years.
Yep. You know, and everything. That's true. Well, yes, like I said, you know, they targeted teenagers for many years for smoking liquor and everything. You know, if they're so worried about smoking, why don't they go after the liquor, too?
It's not about saving lives. It's not
mm-hmm.
about saving lives. The Democrats could give two hoots less of a shit or a good goddamn about saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's about gaining total control of America once again in the House, Senate, and White House.
Yep, exactly. You know, but I don't know. We'll just have to see how everything's going to play out, you know, and stuff. But I also want to congratulate North Carolina on their big win out there. They got two seats down there, so it was weak and stuff. So Mr. Bishop, congratulations to him and stuff. So, but, it's confusing to me because I see a lot of people confused like I am, and you know, and everything about everything that's going on. But it's like, who the fuck do you trust out there? You can't trust nobody. You really can't. You trust nobody. You know.
You see, they're going to put in there. Okay, we're going to ban the high capacity magazines, but we're going to grandfather in all the high-capacity magazines that are out there. Okay? Now, what sense does that make? What sense does that make? Okay? You're going to grandfather them in.
Oh, they'll add it in there later after they pass it.
But then you're gonna pass a law after the next son of a bitch goes batshit, and you're gonna say, okay, well, you gotta turn them in. Mandatory buyback.
Mm-hmm.
Mandatory buyback. You know. I mean, this is just it's gonna snowball is what it's gonna
do. That's all it is. It's gonna backfire in their face and everything, but internet.
Well, it's not
going to
backfire in their faces. It's not going to backfire in their faces. It's gonna butt fuck all of us.
Yeah, true.
It's not going to backfire in their faces. It's going to butt
correct.
Fuck all of us.
Yep, you're correct on that. So, but anyway, to change the subject. So, where were you, Virgil, on 9/11?
I was at Jefferson Parish. I was at Jefferson Parish Waterworks setting up a permeability test drill for soil testing engineers.
So, wow. So, and did you watch it live on TV like all of us did that day, or when it
well,
was
I didn't watch it live on TV. I caught the video once I got back off of the job. I mean, we did watch a bunch of caught a bunch of fighter planes. What is that background noise? What are y'all doing?
And that's not me. It sounds like Russell might be snoring.
No,
are you awake?
No, I'm fucking around unpacking shit while I'm doing this.
Okay. But
what was your feelings that
day? We did see jets flying over from Belle Chasse Naval Station. We did see the fighter planes taking off.
Mm-hmm. I know that day I was working. I was getting ready to go to work. And everything. I was eating breakfast with my ex-wife and the kids, and we were watching Good Morning America when they were showing it, and everything was. I was watching it live and stuff, and it was disbelief. You know, I couldn't believe that we were attacked and everything. I get emails every now and then from a website that delivers news and stuff, and I got an interesting email I've been trying to confirm and catch up on about Robert Mueller during that time was going around trying to cover up Al-Qaeda's tracks. And how true that is, I don't know. I'm trying to confirm it and get more research done onto the story. But it seems like that he was involved in trying to cover up right along with George Bush, like we've been talking about.
Well, As soon as I saw the video of the first tower go down,
mm-hmm.
I knew it was bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was bullshit.
Of course, you know, and everything. It's the towers fell straight down like it was controlled. You know, and everything. The way they fell, way it fell and stuff. But...
Well, there
was
a lot of interviews. There was a lot of interviews
mm-hmm.
that were taken off of the air, that were taken off of the air by the media and the government.
Mm-hmm.
And there
mm-hmm.
were a lot of people that should have testified before the 9/11 commission that weren't
mm-hmm.
allowed to testify. You see, the firefighters that were down in the lobby,
mm-hmm.
in the lobby,
right.
And said that they were blown out of the building because of an explosion in the lobby.
Oh.
Not buckling, an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
where were you, Russell, that day?
I was at work, and I was at the Larry Kay building in Dallas. We were doing a survey, an ultra survey, you know, for bank loan kind of thing and stuff, and heard it on the radio, and there was a breakfast place right there. So we jumped in the truck, rode over there, and we sat there and watched the towers come down. It's hard to talk about it because people don't want to realize or admit
right.
what really happened that day or anything like that.
You know what stuck in the back of my head, back of my mind all these years was whenever anyone doing live TV, you can hear, you know, the people were jumping out of the buildings and you can hear their bodies hit the streets and their bones cracking, hearing those popping sounds, you know. And everything, and that will stick with me for a long time. tearing out, you know.
Well, they were hitting the pavilion over the lobby. Over the
mm-hmm.
lobby. They were that was the bodies hitting the pavilion over the lobby.
So,
exactly what that was.
Yep. So, and, you know, that's the image I'll never forget, you know, and everything. It was actually, I missed work that day. I stayed home and stuff and kept up with it and everything. I know I had some good friends during that time that I was good friends with it that was in the Pentagon during that time when the plane hit. I don't know. Some people say the plane did hit it, but I don't believe it did. Do you, Virgil? Because of the impact.
No way. That was a plane that hit the Pentagon. No way.
Right. Well, I could back that up a little because my friend, when she called me to let me know that she was all right and everything, but she said it sounded like bomb explosions going off. And from my understanding, there was a missile that hit the Pentagon that day.
All the people that were not allowed to testify before the 9/11 commission, statements, written statements, that they heard explosions going off.
Yep. You know, but she was telling me, she said it sounded like World War III was going on down, you know, over there and everything and stuff. And that was actually the last time I'd ever talked to her. So I don't know if she died or she's still alive or what. But anyhow, we were good friends, and she told me a lot, and I've learned a lot, and you learned a lot over the years, because we've had experts come on the show, too, that has told us that this was a controlled demolition on the Twin Tower, like with Twin Tower number 2. Russell, do you think? Like the Twin Tower wasn't even touched.
Without a doubt, that was without a doubt a controlled demolition. There's no other way to describe what happened to that building. The video that's available that hasn't been shown definitely shows exactly what happened.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's the biggest cover up. And while we're talking about that, all these people are excited about McCabe. Oh, and they're going to press charges. People, you are the dumbest motherfuckers I have ever met in my life. Okay? Mendez, the Democrat senator, red-handed, all kinds of fraud, unethical behavior, the whole nine yards, that kind of stuff. Got indicted, 28 charges, walked, a free man, and that's exactly what's going to happen here. If motherfuckers think any of these people are going to jail, you might as well go out there and lay in the fucking driveway with the rest of the fucking rocks.
Yep.
Dude,
it ain't
right.
gonna happen. It's not that gonna happen.
That's right. Nope.
So even like with this Epstein thing, that's not gonna happen either. Nobody's gonna get arrested. Nothing's gonna happen. It's been quietly swept away already. You know, nobody's talking about it. And stuff, so not really been keeping up with that.
Bill Barr is
going to
do this. Barr is going to do that. We've got bodies stacked up. We've got bodies stacked up all the way from Benghazi, all the way to fucking Waco, all the way from Waco, all the way in New York.
And guess what?
What are they worried about? Some fucking goddamn redneck with a bump stock in Texas. That's who's going to federal fucking court.
Yeah. You know, and here's the other thing, too. It was over Lavoy Finicum, you know. Over the years, I've been keeping up with that and Jeanette. And they did dismiss the case from what I had read. But
no, they did not dismiss her case. She came on with a video. She said that was a bunch of bullshit put out by the media. They did not dismiss the case. What they're trying to do, the defense is trying to do, They're trying to just let the court go with written statements from everybody, from the agents involved, rather than have them subpoena and testify in court on the stand. And the judge is making a decision on that. The case is just in limbo pending a decision on that motion. But it is not dismissed.
I hope she gets her justice and everything on that too and stuff. But I tell you, it's just this. I don't know.
She's not going to get justice. They're going to use the world famous settle out of court.
Yeah, that's true. And everything, so we know how that's going to go on that, but Russell called it earlier, that this whole country is going to shit.
Many people do not understand, Joseph. Okay, if you sue the government for $20 million, okay, yes, it's going to go on for years and years and years and years, but rather than go into court and have people testify on the witness stand, risking perjury charges and risking further liability of more lawsuits, the government will just say, okay, we'll pay the $20 million. That's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket for them. And you cannot say no. If they tell the judge they want to settle for the full amount, the judge is going to say, all right, pay the people. The case is dismissed. And that wraps it. It doesn't matter what justice you want or what justice you think you're going to get. What you're going to get is your $20 million, and these people are going to go on and they're going to go fuck over somebody else.
That's true. That's pretty much it
in a nutshell.
All right.
That's the gospel of the day.
Right. So, but I don't know. It's just, this whole country's gone to shits and everything and stuff. And, we've done all our best to tell everybody out there and warn everybody what's going on and everything. It's all up to them, but I don't know. I feel like just throwing my hands up in the air and saying, I surrender already, but I don't want to.
I'm going to show you how what I done done. Okay, I'm almost 60 years old. I've suffered a massive heart attack. I have to have another stent put in my heart before I have another heart attack, which could come any day because workers' comp is procrastinating and playing fucking games and whatever. So I got a nice little letter from the state saying, I didn't file my state income taxes. Well, you know what? I ain't filing them. And I ain't filing another fucking income tax return. I'm going to take my name off the voters list. Fuck these son of bitches. Whatever they can fucking, what are they going to fucking do to me? What are they going to fucking do to me?
Right.
Maybe I'll get the other stent put in my heart on a taxpayer dollar with my free medical care when they put me in federal prison.
Well, I was going to say, you could go to Mexico and come back in and claim asylum. But even the government's not talking about immigration anymore. That's in the past now and stuff, so we're not even hearing about that. And everything, although they are griping a little bit about the wall and the military funding's coming from it and stuff, but other than that, you're not really hearing much. Even here in New Mexico, we're not hearing it like we were, everyday news and stuff. So, but walls do work though, because it has slowed down the majority of the illegal crossings here by a large margin. But anyway, so I don't know. It's just to me, I don't know. I still have hope. I mean, I really do. I have hope that we can pull it off. The American people can do it. And it's like Russell.
The only hope I have is, Joseph, the only hope I have, I can get anywhere from 8 to 10 of them motherfuckers when they show up at my house to take my guns before they get me. That's the hope
right.
I have.
Right. So, but I don't know. It's just a bunch of bullshit and everything and stuff. But and you called it a while back, and you said it was, you know, going to come down to all this, and we're not even in November yet, you know. So, but anyway, so we got to go on a small break here in a little bit. Come back. Do you guys want to hang in for another hour, or do you want to call early, or?
Yeah, might as well. I'm feeling pretty good tonight. Russell's out here. I got some questions I want to ask him because Ann was talking about she had a religious experience and now Russell's been got divorced. So I got my suspicions about that.
All right. Well, hopefully Lucretia calls in. I know she's been busy all week knocking on doors in North Carolina and stuff down there. So she's going to be calling in. And everything. So, but anyway, Johnny Dempsey just called in now. So, Johnny, I know you're listening in. So, we'll get back here in about 10 minutes. So, you guys hang in there.
Get up that great big deal of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed to do, get it all out what. And I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? gone to get a bat, great big healer of hope for a destination.
Making it, making it, making it. sitting here in the recliner watching Mad Max Fury Road, which is more comical than anything in the world, except for these hot chicks they got on here. But, you know, I mean, it's, you know, like Russell said, you know, if you're going to put your faith, if you're going to depend on, you know, the Senate, the Congress, Trump, and all of this, you know.
Depend on yourself, basically.
You might as well go out in the driveway and lay down with the rest of the dumbass rocks. I mean, he's right. He's 100% right on that. And that congressman's name I was thinking about was Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan. Yeah, him. The rhino. The idiot.
Jordan?
No. Jordan's a hell of a terrorist. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can tell you what. If he was in the White House, he'd tell them take that gun control bill and shove it up the ass.
Oh, that Jim Jordan. I thought you were talking about Oklahoma's Jim Jordan. Sorry. I forgot there's two Jim Jordan. But, yeah, I hear you. Well, we got Johnny Dempsey on the line, so I'll bring him on. He hasn't called in a while. I did try to get Ann to call in, but she said she's tired and she was shoveling rocks all day today. Hey, Johnny, how you doing, brother? Johnny Dempsey.
I tried to tell Ann. She's trying to fill in those heat cracks in the ground with limestone. And I tried to tell her, you know, the first good rain you get, you know, come when the season's going to change, you're not going to see that limestone anymore.
Nope. It's going to right out.
You know, I mean, Russell should have told her that when he was colluding with her, you know, them days he was off the show.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, Russell, that you guys disappeared at the same time and all of a sudden showed up at the same time.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny, ain't it?
And then she's talking about a religious experience. Damn, Gunny, you must have made one hell of an impression.
I generally do. No.
You know, we got to give you hell.
I am. I'm single again, and let me tell you, this shit ain't bad. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I said that for years. I've been single for 20 years, man, and I've enjoyed it. Nobody to answer to.
Well, just don't fuck up for a fourth time, okay?
All right. I'm sworn off redheaded nurses. Nope, never again. Nope.
But,
anytime
it was good while it lasted, though, huh?
Yeah.
It was good while it lasted.
Yeah, well, you know, nurses are great, you know, and it's always good to, especially if you're one like a surgical center, ER nurse, something like that, and stuff like that. The reasoning behind it is pretty basic and sound, you know. One, you can't always go to the hospital to get a gunshot wound fixed. And two, if you marry them, they can't testify against you in court.
All right. That's true.
Yep, that's true.
So. Yep. Have to agree with you on that. Well, now all it took was one time for me. Once I, you know, I was actually dating and everything, and living with somebody for a while. But even after that, I was like, you know, I'm better off single. You know, and everything. So,
well, Russell, just to satisfy my curiosity.
Okay.
We all know it was your fault, so to speak, that it happened. But what was her main excuse? I mean, I've heard them all. I mean, I'm just thinking you might have come up with a new one. What was her main excuse?
It was one of the good ones. I'm not a very materialistic person, stuff like that. I mean, she had everything she wanted, and then some stuff. But I was told I just didn't give a fuck about anything, and I told her that when we met that I had zero fucks left to give about anything. So I don't know what to do. Because I'll tell you.
Okay.
What, Yeah, well,
that explains it right there.
Then there were some conversations with an ex-girlfriend that kind of added coal to the fire.
Yeah.
What was that now? I missed that.
There were some conversations with an ex-girlfriend that kind of threw a little gasoline on the fire.
Ex-girlfriend. I mean, we're talking about ex after she found out you was married, or ex before you got married?
Ex before I got married.
Okay, all right, okay.
I guess you're supposed to hate all your exes or something. I don't know. With the exception of one of them, I'm still good friends with all of them, even ex-girlfriends, man.
Well, you know, I thought it might have went along the lines of you was drunk one night and wanted her to perform anal sex, and she turned you down, and you said, "Oh, baby, come on, your sister lets me do it."
I have no recollection of such a mission, but if such a mission did exist, I would not be at liberty to discuss it, sir.
That would be a big oops. That slipped out.
Yeah, that goes with famous last words like "I've done this 1,000 times and hold my beer and watch this shit."
Yep. Pretty much. So.
I'm pretty sure my last words would be something along the lines of, "Well, shit, that didn't fucking work."
Well, I think mine's going to be, you know what, fellas? Running is a good idea right now.
I'm lucky. I have no one to answer to. It just took me, myself, and I. So. Yes. But anyway.
Is it just me, fellas? Just on that subject there. Is it just me? Or do women with big tits automatically deserve the nickname Dairy Queen?
I don't know. I've never thought about that, but it would definitely work.
Yeah. That's a good question, actually.
Yeah. Put that one with how dragons blow out candles.
Yeah.
Right. So bring us up to date, yeah. Virgil. What's been going on with this debate they've been having tonight? You been watching any more of it, or?
I watched a little bit of it. Mainly, it's not a debate. Like I said, it's a rim job convention. They're busy giving each other, you know, sticking their tongues up each other's ass and praising Allah for another inch of it. You know, I mean, it's just sickening. It's just disgusting. You can tell
right,
it's so
well,
fake.
Well,
you know,
speaking of Allah, did you see that?
You know, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, with her first 100 days, she's going to come up with these radical, new, successful gun laws and gun restrictions and all of this by executive order. And Joe Biden is saying, "Well, we can't do that. You can't do that." And she's smiling. Well, Joe, why don't we stop saying we can't do it, and why don't we start saying we can do it? You know, basically just telling everybody in America that if she is elected president, fuck the Constitution, fuck the separation of powers. The bitch is going to be a fucking dictator.
Yep.
Well,
plain and simple, just like Obama.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't she just get her ass handed to her by Wall Street?
Yep.
Didn't Wall Street
much.
Just call her out on some bullshit?
Yep. So I haven't heard anything on that though. But I did see.
Well, everybody's calling this stupid bitch out. Everybody's calling this stupid bitch out.
Well, you know, she even stated too that once she becomes president, she's going to gather all of us up and put us in concentration camps.
Oh, and Beto with his fucking macho Rambo wannabe Chuck Norris ass. If I have to, I'll go door to door personally and confiscate people's assault rifles. Motherfucker.
Where I send my address?
Yeah.
I can see that. I can
motherfucker,
see that now,
if this
dude
motherfucker can get up in the morning, put on his slippers, walk to the bathroom, lift the fucking toilet seat up, take a piss without fucking it up, and then get dressed in the morning, his mama and daddy ain't proud. They fucking amazed.
Right.
Santa Claus suit.
If you ever tried it, you'll see it on the news with a big news flash, you know, about him being getting bullets. I don't think he's brave enough to knock on doors. He's just talking shit.
I mean, it's just the shit they're talking. Okay, like Michael Bloomberg. You see, that's who's behind all of the Walmart bullshit with the ammunition. Michael Bloomberg. He's an average Trump hater. He's one of these, okay, just because I'm a multi-billionaire, that doesn't mean that you have the right to try and be a multi-billionaire. We know what's best for you. We're going to take things away from you for your own good. That's where Hillary got that shit from. See, Soros ain't shit no more. It's Michael Bloomberg.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's pretty much correct, too. Bloomberg is way involved in the... he's way more involved behind the scenes than Soros ever thought about being.
He'll be suicided for too long, I think.
Oh no, he's the one who pushes the button. He's the one who pushes the button and tells who's gonna live and who's gonna die. This son of a bitch is the fucking walking, talking fucking Antichrist if there ever was one.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Actually, yeah. Yep, you're all right on that, you know, so
I read his story. He is a scumbag. I tell you what, the fucking Bush crime family, the fucking Clinton crime family, Soros, and all the rest of them, Epstein,
Obama,
all of them, they're fucking shoplifters and fucking chain snatchers compared to this son of a bitch.
Wow. I don't know.
The man's net worth is $54 billion. That's what he's worth, $54 billion.
I'm surprised he ain't running for president.
Why should he run for president when he can run the president?
Right.
Why
yeah,
should he
right.
live in the White House when he can own that motherfucker?
All right. So, but I was just saying, though, you know, we got all these other billionaires that run for president and stuff too, you know. Just saying. But anyways,
that's why your social security number, that's a manufacturer's serial number.
Yep.
You're not free. Yep. You're not free anymore. You're not free.
Not even close to it.
Yeah, it's just like you were saying earlier, you know, I mean, we said a long time ago, if the government comes up to you and asks you for help, you better run. You know? That you got your number.
Well, here they go. They're trying to convince people, why do you need a firearm when the government will protect you from the government? Okay. That was tried once before over in Europe.
Yep.
Anybody want to finish that story about 70 years ago?
Or Germany. You know, don't forget Germany, what they did to the Jews there.
Well, Germany is in Europe.
Yeah.
Joseph, I mean.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you know, we all know how well that turned out and everything. And, you know,
where in the fuck did you think it was, Mississippi?
No. It's to me, it's just, you know, another way they want to disarm the American citizens for control and everything else, you know. But hopefully there's some out there that's smart enough that won't turn their guns in, like some of these idiots might, you know. And we have seen, I mean, you know, look at some of these other countries that, you know, have turned in their guns. Look how well that's turning out for them.
Well, New Zealand, don't believe everything you hear on the news about New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Out of all of the guns that they banned, all right, out of all the gun owners, you know how many guns got turned in?
How many?
Take a guess. 700.
Probably about 700. Damn.
Only 700 guns got turned in.
That's 700 stupid idiots out there.
I mean, it's just like Russell said. There's over 20,000 gun laws on the books, state and federal. And they can't enforce a fraction of those. What good is it going to do to pass this stupid, asinine gun legislation other than incite some person that's going to be hot-tempered and going to say, fuck it, you know?
Oh, look, all that before, if you remember that one guy that, you know, got tired of all this shit and said, you know, fuck it, and he got his gun and ammo and it started up there in California, you know, and everything, the same thing will happen. Just take one more person to get pissed off.
I forget what state it was, but this municipality pissed this man off so fucking bad. I mean, they gave him the red ass, and it lasted for a while, because he went and got a fucking D9 cat dozer.
Yeah,
and he reinforced an armor plated this son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And he went down the street and they caught hell with this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took him 3 years to build this son of a bitch. Now, you know, you got to piss somebody off really, really bad for them to hold a grudge against you for 3 years to the point to where you build your own tank in a garage and go to tear-assing through the town.
Right.
You know.
So that's all it's going to take, you know. But I don't know. We'll just have to see. It's just, you know, I do see a small civil war coming on and everything. So whether Trump wins or not, I mean, I see it coming. But I still see, you know, you know, the media's up there.
Well,
and see, I still
well this
see
is the thing. This is the thing, too. This is the thing, too. Like Russell said, about the, all these conflicts and everything. Here we have an administration trying to negotiate a peace with the Taliban, and they still want to go around setting off bombs, suicide bombs. You know, I mean, I don't blame General Mattis for getting the fuck out of there. I don't blame him for going to the corporate circle, going into the corporate world, and and being, you know, being as successful as he is right now and writing a book and everything. I don't blame the man one goddamn bit, because there is only so much you can do. And when you have inexperienced people trying to tell you what you've known for years and years and years and years by dealing with these savages on how to do things, it's time to just pack up and get the fuck on. It's time to go.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he did, you know, too, because after it was over and done, he's like, nope,
and
this
I
whole thing is dead.
You know, as I see it right now, as
but
I see
tried.
Things right now, I don't blame the man. I don't blame him at all. He's paid his dues.
Either.
He's paid his dues.
He tried, though. He tried his best. That's all he did. He tried his best, but they didn't want it, so fuck him. You know, basically they just slapped America in the face again when they did that, you know, and everything. So, but I know a lot of people were shocked when about it and everything, but, you know, and upset because it was getting closer to 9/11 for the meeting and everything. But the thing is, the man tried. They didn't want it, so he said, basically just said, fuck y'all, the deal's over, it's over with, it's dead.
No, the son of a bitch has wanted it. They want to have their cake and eat it, too. They want to have their fucking cake and eat it, too. You know, they want to submit, they want to think that we're going to submit to their will, you know, by fear and by them showing off their strength. No. What you do is you just annihilate the whole fucking bunch of them. You make Mecca glow in the fucking dark. Now, motherfucker, you want to talk
and
now?
We said this,
huh?
How long have we said that to do that, Virgil? How long have we said that, you know, go after and go just to go to the heart of Islam? That's where it'll end. You know?
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? What Germany, Austria, France, South Korea, North Korea, Russia thinks of us. They all think we're a fucking joke anyway.
Yep.
Okay?
You
but
know.
When you drop that fucking big one on Mecca, you drop that fucking big one on Mecca, they're going to say, whoa, wait a minute. We're dealing with Mr. No Bullshit here.
Well, it's like when they dropped that mega bomb. It's like when he dropped that mega bomb a couple, you know, was it several months or last year or several months ago, you know? How many did it take out?
The
then?
Moab.
Took out quite a bit. That Moab, you know, took out quite a bit, you know? But, you know, and I was like, well, why in hell did they do that over in Mecca? They could have did that there. Nobody ended the whole thing, you know? You know,
yeah, that was a $10 million firecracker there. That's what a $10 million firecracker looks like, a Moab.
Yep. You know, so it did its job and stuff, but still, yeah, you know. But here's the thing, Virgil. I've said this many times over. The idiots, they're still around. They're here in the United States. They all snuck in through the border. The Somalians that are here, the African Somalians, those are part of Al Qaeda. They're part of
Islam. They didn't have to come over the border. Obama let them in. The damage is done. The damage is done.
Well, look at Omar's district.
It's no reversing. It's no reversing it.
Well, look at Omar's district. They're already recruiting down there. And they have been. All those are denying it, but look at all the Taliban recruits they got down there.
And,
you know.
And do you think those raghead Muslim savages are going to give up their high-capacity magazines, their AK-47s? Do you think they're going to give them up? No.
And do you think these gangbangers are going to give up their guns? Yeah. Do you think Americans are going to give up their guns? Not without a fight.
Oh, they'll go, oh, Trump is their savior. He's the Messiah.
Yeah.
Here you go. Just feed us our loaves of bread and our two fish. And here,
right.
You can have all our freedom that you want.
Right.
It's okay. Give up your gun. Get President Trump doing it, so it's okay.
Well, hey, if it was Obama doing it all, they'd be praising him. Just saying. You know, hypocrisy is what it's all about. But, you know, we said this over and over, you know, it's very dangerous to look up to Trump as a god, and he's only a man that makes mistakes like everybody else. And, you know,
it's gone from dangerous to sickening to pathetic. It's gone from dangerous to sickening to pathetic.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is, you know, the man's done a pretty good job so far in some things. There's some things I disagree with. There's some things that's making me scratch my head going, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to vote for him.
Well,
we'll have to see.
Well, I'm just gonna adopt the philosophy of my enemies while upholding my oath as a United States Marine. But I'm going to adopt their philosophy. When they come after me, I'm going to take as many of them motherfuckers with me as I can.
Yep. Nope, that's where it's going to come down to, you know. But they think we're so stupid, you know, and everything. Although the majority of the idiots there are out there that are stupid enough to turn in their guns, just, you know, they're going to be looking up to us for to help them out. But actually, somebody made that statement the other day. You know, and he says, one guy's like, well, you know, we need to give up our guns, this, and I go, well, you're going to be the first one to ask for help when shit comes down to it, aren't you? He didn't know what to say. You know? So, you know, I go, you can hate Trump supporters all you want to, I told him, but you're going to be asking all of us for help when it comes down to it, but... I don't know, but anyway, so you guys want to go ahead? It's getting close to that time to close. You guys want to close a little earlier tonight, or?
I took my medication. I took my anger management meds and my rabies medicine and all that shit.
All right. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and close it for tonight and everything, and... And do tune in Monday night. We'll be back in full spring, I hope, and everything. So we'll see what happens over the weekend. Actually, Monday night I won't be on because I'll be doing a little Facebook Live. I'll be at the Trump rally down there in Rio Rancho and everything. So I'll do a live. We'll do a live feed on that and stuff. So but we'll come back Tuesday night and everything. So
If you get close enough to the Don, just ask him one question from me.
Why don't you sign the damn Patriot Act?
Motherfucker, have you lost your fucking mind?
Right. My friend DJ comes in, and everything. I might be able to get that close to him because him and Trump are really good friends, so... He said he might come in, so we'll see, Virgil.
ask him one question for me.
What's that?
Is Melania's ass as fine as it looks?
It's a lot finer than Obama's ass. Right. All right, everybody, so we're going to go ahead and close the show. So y'all have a good weekend. Be safe out there. Watch your backs and everything. And good night.
Have a great weekend, America.
Good night, America. Good night, America.
please.